The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health, and I'm also Director of Opioid Prevention Strategy for Ulster County. And on that note, we have a really interesting topic for today's show, and we're going to be taking a look at an organization called Unshattered, which is an innovative and effective nonprofit that helps women overcome addiction and achieve a sustained recovery. And we have with us the CEO and founder of Unshattered, Kelly Lindgard. And I'll just tell you a little bit about Kelly, but then she'll really go into detail about her background and what brought her to do this work. Kelly has been a leader and trailblazer for women throughout her lifetime. In addition to her impact in the nonprofit world, she spent 16 years in the IT industry. Kelly is an engineer and physicist by training, but a problem solver and strategist at heart. Inspired by the strength and commitment of women doing the hard work of recovery, she wanted to help them build a path forward. And Kelly, welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Well, thank you so much. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today. Thank you for having me.
It's great. And, you know, I have to tell you that I led up a coalition in Ulster County, and we're still and still very much involved, whereby we investigated best and promising practices all across the country and even in different parts of the world. We read 26 and researched 26 different task force reports and really looked at a lot of models and a lot of programs. And I have to say that when I went to your website on shattered.org, I was really impressed by the work that you're doing. I just think that it embodies, you know, commitment and passion, but I also really love the fact that it is taking a comprehensive approach to recovery, that it's not just about treatment, not just about harm reduction, but really attempting to effectuate a transformation in with the women that you work with. So it's really terrific. But I'm curious, and I'm sure our listeners are too, is how what led you from being a physicist, engineer, and working in IT to doing this incredible work?
Yeah, well, first of all, thank you for that affirmation on our model. It's good to know that the experts really recognize what we do and feel that it's valuable. I really appreciate that feedback. Yeah, this is not something I ever thought that I would do with my life. I worked in the technology world. I was an executive with IBM here in the Hudson Valley before I left to build Unshattered. And it just so happened that I was at a women's event at my church one week, and they had a couple of women from the Hoving Home, which is a local recovery program in Garrison, New York. And one of the women shared her story that night of having been 8 years old from a broken home, a mom that was ill. And at eight, she was taking care of herself, her mom, and her brother. And she had a 15-year-old friend who thought it would be funny to get an 8-year-old high. And that's how her addiction started. 10 years later, she was a homeless IV drug user. And I looked at that and I thought, oh my gosh, that's not what I thought the story was. I thought that people that were struggling with addiction just needed to get their act together and get a job and stop sticking a needle in their arm and make more responsible choices.
Right.
And I had no idea that in most, if not all cases, it is truly a result of pain and hurts and trauma and things that are really difficult to navigate through. So my team has educated me that the drugs weren't the problem. They were actually the solution to a problem. Bad solution, but it was their choice of a solution nonetheless, because they had no other resources to deal with that pain.
Right. And so many, I think there's this myth out there that it's a moral failure or a personal failure. And really, we know it as a chronic disease, and a chronic recurring brain disease, and it really deserves to be treated as such with dignity and respect. And, you know, we certainly wouldn't look down upon someone who was suffering from diabetes or heart disease or any other chronic disease, and opioid use disorder is certainly one of those. So it's really terrific work. So tell us a little bit about Unshattered, how it got started, and what the model is.
Absolutely. Well, after I met Emily, which was the woman whose story I just shared, I got involved with a recovery program, which is a tremendous program. But their wheelhouse is really that 12 months of residential programming, helping women get off of drugs, get off of the street, and get to sobriety. But there's this huge gap for people that once they've completed a recovery program, in a lot of cases, they didn't have a chance to get an education. Often they didn't have employment before, so they don't have job skills. And in almost every case, they have no other community except for the people that they were using with previously. And so they have no safe community to return to after recovery. That sets people up for relapse. And so we see a lot of people that do really well while they're in a recovery program, go right back to the streets with a determination to stay sober because they have no other choice but to go back where they were. But that determination just isn't going to last in the midst of those same people, places, and things. And so I saw a way for me to use business and commerce to solve a social problem. So I recognized that as women were leaving, not only did they need employment and job skills, but somebody had to close that gap on transportation and housing and community and education and mentors and all of those things that make people successful. So I built Unshattered to provide job skills training and employment for women who have already achieved sobriety with the goal of helping them to maintain that sobriety and reach economic independence. So we are an employer of women in recovery. Built into that employment model is ongoing personal professional development. And so we really treat it holistically to help them get back on their feet and thrive from all angles.
Wow. And you know, we here at the health department, we investigate and research and create interventions on a lot of different surrounding a lot of different public health conditions and outcomes. And one of the things that we learned over the years is that you really can't take an individual or a family out of the total context in which they live their lives and expect them to do better, that, you know, you really have to factor in all of the challenges and all of the barriers that people have. So like you could say to a single mom, you know, you have to buy healthier food for your family. And she might say, hey, you know, that's great, but you know, I don't even have a car to get to a supermarket. Right. And right. I don't have the money to buy adequate food. And by the way, I don't even have a stable home environment to cook the food for a family dinner. And, you know, the same goes for obtaining health care, get employment when there's no child care available. So, you know, taking that holistic approach is really essential. And, you know, and it's interesting that we found the same thing in our research around opioid work, that, you know, that there are a lot of programs in place for what they call harm reduction. So dealing with people immediately after an overdose, you know, and staying, you know, getting them to some treatment or emergency department for a week. And then after a week or two, that help would trail off, or they'd go into a program for 8 weeks and then they would get out and there'd be little to no follow-up. And we had, as a health department, we had no idea what happened to those individuals, what happened next. And right. So, well, that part of it's so essential.
I can tell you statistically what happened next is that they relapse. Particularly if you are an opiate user, those relapses are very often fatal. And so estimates in some places say that the relapse rate pushes about 80%. And in particular, if you've been off for a little while, you pick back up, you tend to use what you used before. That's fatal in a lot of cases.
Right.
So we're not doing the best that we can when we help people get sober, but we don't help them maintain it.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that in reading the notes that you provided for the program, that you recently, Unshattered, celebrated 4 years of providing full-time employment for women in recovery with zero relapses. That's just incredible.
Thank you. That's correct. Yeah. In June of 2020, we hit that 4-year mark of seeing every single one of our employees on the payroll continue to choose sobriety.
Wow. And so you provide employment and what does Unshattered do, and what kind of employment, what's the nature of the work?
Yeah. So we make handbags out of all upcycled materials. So we use things like sets from Broadway shows, retired military uniforms, premium scrap from manufacturers. So best we can tell, we're removing about 3,000 pounds a year of fabric out of the Hudson Valley waste system because we're grabbing it from places that are sending it to the dump otherwise and turning it into beautiful premium bags.
Wow, that's really amazing. And so how do women find you, and then how does the is there any kind of screening that you do, or and then how do you decide what package of wraparound services to provide each individual woman? Is it a very subjective, customized approach to, in that respect?
Yeah. Well, let me answer your question about the product first. Mm-hmm. So bags are not just for women. We have bags for men as well. A lot of the guys like our toiletry kits, and we have big laptop bags or travel bags made out of retired U.S. Army uniforms. So we like to say, what's more manly than a bag made out of
a uniform? Or that commercial, remember where they said, it's not a handbag, it's a European shoulder bag.
Exactly. And this year we also have introduced masks as well. So you can find those at unshattered.org. We have them across the country in retail accounts. So we do wholesale. And then we do have a boutique in Hopewell Junction, New York as well. And then one interesting thing that we do that's pretty unique on top of everything else is we do custom bags. So if you have a family heirloom, everybody has something, especially now everybody's cleaned their closets during this pandemic. Everybody has something sitting in a closet that you're never going to get rid of, but you're never going to wear or use in its original form. So we've done bags from leather coats that belong to somebody that a customer loved. We've done bags from Scottish kilts that were handed down from generations. We have done them out of firefighter uniforms and mom's apron that she used to cook in. We did a set of makeup kits last Christmas for a set of daughters out of their mom's apron. So all kinds of things we have used. We've done a diaper bag out of the baby's great, great grandfather's flannel work shirt. So really neat things like that. And then, you know, our model for the women is that we don't employ them to just sew the bags. They run as much of the organization as they possibly can. So our boutique is managed by Women in Recovery. Our entire line of production is managed by a woman in recovery. All of our shipping, our product manager who designs all of the bags. In fact, she's out speaking at another event today and tomorrow. And so we're really trying to give them the broadest suite of skills that we can, training them up on handling our finances, handling the back end of our website. I have one right now who just has latched onto that and is just really enjoying it and discovering that she has talent and capability that she never knew that she had or would enjoy.
Wow, that's really terrific, yeah. Kelly. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio, and today we're discussing a fantastic business nonprofit organization that employs a business model that helps women recover from addiction through employment and other social supports. And we have with us Kelly Lingard, who's founder and CEO. Kelly, before the break, we were talking about the curriculum surrounding Unshattered. So in addition to the actual work, tell us something about that.
Right. So in every individual's work week, in their 40 hours, we give them about 10% of that time. So they're each getting on the average about 4 hours of personal, professional, and spiritual development. So we work with partners in the community who will come in and do things like our weekly lunch and learn, teaching them how to grocery shop on a budget. Or we've had the American Heart Association come in and talk about heart health. And we've had a stylist come in and talk about dressing well, creative writing, budgeting, all kinds of life skills. We also build into that individualized, kind of more focused on issues that they may have been dealing with as an individual. So we have an online curriculum that we use with each of them. We set them up with mentors in the community who can help them professionally. And then we also just introduce therapeutic counseling to the suite of services that we offer. So they can do that on the clock. That is funded by the business, and they are given work time to go do all of those things. So we really see it as a holistic approach of not just the employment, but really building them up as an individual to thrive.
Wow. Yeah. Because that's really what it takes for the long haul, right? That resilience, that really ability to really, you know, to work through the inevitable downturns that life has to offer and not resort to prior habits. Mm-hmm. So if you would, can you give, without naming names, can you give us a couple of examples of success stories with the women you've worked with?
Absolutely. And they actually like it when I name their names.
Oh, there you go. Oh, perfect.
So I'll start with Amanda. She is our product manager and creative lead. So she is responsible for the design of all of our products. She oversees production and shipping and product design, all those pieces to make sure that we are putting really quality premium products out the door. She's our creative lead. So she also handles most of those custom designs that we talked about earlier. And Amanda came from a background that included prostitution, incarceration, drug use, homelessness, you name it. And she just last week started college. So she is on track to be the first one in her family to get a college degree. And she's thriving. She is raising her children, doing great as a mom. She has her own place and just is a really tremendous success story. She was the one that I was referring to that is out speaking at two different events this week.
That's on behalf fabulous. Of
Shattered. So it's really beautiful to see
yes.
her thriving.
We need that good news. We need those success stories right now, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, absolutely. And then another fun one that we had was Dee Dee, who she was born in prison, and she likes to say life went downhill from there. So she started her addiction at a very early age, struggled with use and relapse throughout her adult life. She came to work for us a couple of years ago, really has thrived. She spoke on stage on national television at the White House just a few years ago. We were invited alongside Facebook, Walgreens, Amazon, the American Red Cross, a whole bunch of companies that were awarded for their effective work in fighting the opioid crisis. So Unshattered was recognized as part of that, and Dee Dee had the chance to speak on stage at the White House, which, what a life-changing moment
for her. Oh my gosh.
The legacy of her entire family. But Dee Dee actually left us in July because her lifelong dream has been to open and run a restaurant with a family member. And so she is now working at a restaurant that she is running with a nephew. So very exciting to see her move on to do something that she was called and excited to do in her life and really succeed at it.
Wow, that's so fabulous. And when you had first had this this idea, was it like fully formed in your mind what you wanted to do? And how did you, how were you able to get initial support to get it off the ground? I'm just curious.
Yeah, it's been self-funded from day one, but I actually started it as thinking I was just doing a fundraiser for the Hoving Home when I initially got involved there. But that's when I saw this gap of, man, what do these women do after they have finished this program? So then I started doing six-month internships, thinking if I could give them job skills, they would at least be able to go get a job. But that job was back where they were using and it still just didn't work until I finally figured out that not only do you have to make them employable, but that you have to close that gap on first and last month's rent for an apartment and transportation and community and all of the training pieces that I talked about. So yeah, it's evolved. We've learned a ton along the way. We always are constantly refining and trying to improve our model and to offer more. Our business model is that 100% of what is spent on a product. So when you purchase a bag from it, every penny goes directly to wages and benefits for women in recovery. So the more bags we sell, the more women we can employ.
That's right. That's amazing.
As a nonprofit, we depend on donations to run that job creation engine. So everything outside of what we're doing to invest in the women, we have to go raise that money from donors to grow our business. So it's this constant battle of scaling, of selling more product, hiring more women, and then trying to raise more donations to help support what we're offering to them.
Now, I'm sure that as a nonprofit, you pursue grants as well as private donations?
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how has the fundraising been going? I mean, are people really enthused about it? Do you get small donations too from all over?
We do. You know, this has been a really interesting year because that being our business model, that meant that 70% of our budget came from product sales. However, when COVID hit back in March, our product sales bottomed out. nearly to zero when this pandemic hit. We also at that time were a non-essential business. And so our doors were about to be closed by direction of New York State, but we decided to make masks for the community so that we could keep our women fully employed through this. So I committed that I would pay their wages just as I had been. They would make masks. We would donate everything that we made to the community. And we would ask the community to ramp up their donations to help keep our team employed through this pandemic. So for about 3.5 months, we made and donated 9,000 masks to the community. And we had donors who really stepped up to help keep our organization alive, invest in our women, and to help keep that population who is the most emotionally and economically vulnerable employed. And so we made it through. When we were back to business in New York State, we could open our doors again. We switched back to making handbags, and we now still have masks for sale on our site.
Wonderful. And so tell us where people can find your products, both I'm assuming in retail stores as well as online.
Unshattered.org. Unshattered.org is our website. We're constantly refreshing the products that are out there. If you follow us on social media, we're at UnshatteredNY. And so you'll see stories of our women. You'll get to see the latest products that we're working on. We do have wholesale accounts, so the bags are for sale in various locations around the country. And then we have a boutique in Hopewell Junction that we're just opening back up here in the Hudson Valley.
Wow. And so how do women find your program? How do they come to you? And do you get referrals from different community agencies? How does that work?
We do. We do it all through referrals. I am no expert on addiction recovery. And so we have to have partners that are helping women as they're coming right off of the streets to reach that mark of sobriety. And then we step in, like I've said, to close that gap for long-term success for them. So we partner with recovery homes across the country. Most of them are here locally to provide that next step for women to help them succeed.
Wow. You know, this is such a great model. We just, we're pioneering now a concept in Ulster County called high-risk mitigation teams, where we realize, as you did, that, you know, that if you don't follow people throughout the continuum of treatment, care, and recovery, and somewhere along the line you lose them, it's going to be a case of a recurring overdose and perhaps a fatality. So yeah. We created these teams with care managers that create safety plans, work with the client to do that, and then have peers accompany them, you know, to appointments, to employment. We brought in various county services to fill that out. And we're really excited about the concept. And, you know, it seems like Unshattered is already doing so many of these things in such an incredible way. I can't tell you how impressed I am by this work. And it's really wonderful.
Thank you. You know, one thing I want to add to the whole perspective too, is that I think there's a lot of people who had the mindset that I used to have, that this was a population of people that I didn't want to have a lot to do with, I didn't trust, and I thought needed to make better choices. And my mind has been completely, completely changed. These are the most incredible employees I have ever worked with, the most incredible team I have ever worked with. They are tenacious and creative, and they are excellent problem solvers. The skills that they learned on the streets serve them very, very well as employees, if we can channel those in a positive direction. And last spring, we had the honor of meeting with the Surgeon General. He has a brother who struggled with addiction issues, so he has spent a lot of time in that space. And one of the things that he said to us is that people in recovery are the most loyal employees. They hardly ever miss a day of work. They tend to stay with the company because the rhythm of work and the community that they create through employment is so important to their recovery. So it's just been really interesting to see, as we've spoken about Unshattered and told our story in many places locally and around the country, community leaders, business leaders, people that you would never expect have come up to us and said, me too. I was there. I struggled. I had this issue.
Yeah.
And so not only is it prevalent, But it also is our most successful people, because those skills, when pointed in the right direction, are transferable.
Yes, that grit, right? That persistence, overcoming like the most difficult challenges. Really fabulous, fabulous work, Kelly. Thank you so much to you and your colleagues for doing this work. And
absolutely. Well, thank you for having us here today. I'm so grateful.
And folks, you can go to unshattered.org and learn much more about Unshattered and Kelly's and her team's great work. That's all the time we have for today. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.